mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Holy Gospel for this day, the 8th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 57th through the 59th verses. The Jews then said to Jesus, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. In the gospel for this last Sunday before the Holy Week of the Lord's Passion, we hear that when Jesus applied to himself the name of God revealed to Moses, the name I Am, his enemies took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went away. On this last Sunday before Holy Week, just as Jesus hid himself, so the crosses are veiled in purple, showing how in his passion the divine glory of the Lord was hidden. The gospel just read is a fragment of Jesus' increasingly bitter conflict with his enemies in Jerusalem. And that conflict revolves around the question of fatherhood and sonship. Who is Jesus' father? Who, in fact, is father to Jesus' enemies? Like father, like son, for better and for worse. Now, in Holy Scripture, we find that Jesus unceasingly speaks of God and of no one else as his Father. He unceasingly prays to God as Father. All his teaching, all his praying, in fact, rests on his oneness with the Father. Later on in St. John's Gospel, Jesus plainly says, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." And the letter to the Hebrews speaks wonderfully of Jesus as the shining forth of God's splendor, the very image and likeness of God, like Father, like Son. Now, Jesus' enemies claim that Abraham is their father. Abraham, who living 2,000 years before the coming of Christ, trusted God and obeyed his will, even when, as we heard in the Old Testament lesson for this Sunday, God required of him an unimaginable sacrifice, the sacrifice of his own dear son Isaac, that same son through whom God had in fact promised to bless him with descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven. Just so, Jesus' life is lived in unwavering trust and obedience to the Father's will, who never coerces, but gently invites. On the night before his crucifixion, Jesus prays in agony, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Like Father, like Son, for better, and not at all for worse. Not so our Lord's enemies. They indeed claim Abraham as their father, their ancestor in faith and obedience, but their deeds belie their claim. For when Jesus, who is perfect goodness and love, himself the long-awaited fulfillment of Abraham's longing, stands right there in front of them, they can neither rightly see nor hear him, in fact reject him, and wish to destroy him. As St. John tells us, then they took up stones to throw at him. No wonder our Lord in sorrow says to them, "You are of your father, the devil." Satan and all the demons, who can never create goodness, but only and always strive with all their might to damage and to destroy all that is good. It is a terrifying scene, enacted not just on this one occasion, but repeatedly throughout our Lord's life here on earth. And yes, a scene that is continually enacted until the end of the world, all summed up in what I sometimes think one of the saddest words in all of Holy Scripture, where in the third chapter of his Gospel, St. John writes, "And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So how is it with you? How is it with me? Who is your father? Who is mine? Whose children are we anyway? To be sure, through the waters of baptism, God the Father, in pure mercy, adopted us as his own dear children for Jesus' sake. The cleansing power of the baptismal waters is the power of Jesus' blood, which cleanses us from all sin. But can it be truly said of you and of me, like Father, like Son? Jesus said of his enemies, "He who has God for his Father listens to the words of God. You are not God's children. That is why you do not listen." Preaching on this gospel on this fifth Sunday in Lent, more than 1,000 years ago, St. Gregory the Great had this to say to the Christian congregation in Rome. "Let each of you then reflect within himself whether this voice of God has become loved in his own heart, and then he will know if he belongs to God. For there are some who do not trouble to listen even with their bodily ears, and some do listen to God's word, but do not lay hold on it with any desire of the soul. And there are some who freely receive God's words and are even moved to tears by them. But when their tears are dry, they go back again to their evil ways. They do not in truth hear the words, who take no thought to put them into practice." They do not in truth hear the words, who take no thought to put them into practice. Well, honesty, of course, compels us to admit that we, in fact, fall short in all kinds of ways. So, but that's not all we see. For like Abraham, we, with eyes of faith, also see Jesus, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit is himself the great I Am. Our merciful and faithful High Priest, in whom alone is all our hope, who offered himself for us on the altar of the cross, and now eternally pleads the merits of that finished sacrifice before the Father's throne in heaven, and here on the earth at the altar gives us his body to eat and his blood to drink, the perfect cleansing from all our sins, that sure pledge of salvation, life, and resurrection from the dead. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.